Okay, always remember the four support for awareness-based meditation. When your spiritual faculties are already established, then it's very easy to meditate. To meditate, you just remember the four support. Relax into every mind state that arises and maintain awareness. After that, maintain awareness for as long as you can. Then the last one is trust. Trust your nature to meditate. Do not allow the thought to come in and interfere with your meditation. Meditation is to develop the awareness within, to be aware of what is going on, so that you can develop the wisdom and the understanding, so that you can realize your true mind, which is the silent mind. The silent mind is also your meditative mind. And when you are able to be with that awareness nature, you can understand many things. That nature can insight into phenomena and awaken. That nature also can develop the silent observation of what is the reality. So this is what meditation is all about. Of course, if you go back to the sutta, then the sutta didn't really explain much, except it's taught by the Buddha. If you don't have the five spiritual faculty of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya developed until it's very stable, then you cannot be in the meditative state, because the opposite five mental hindrance will arise. When the mental hindrance arise, you cannot meditate. Because these are mind state that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. So when the mental hindrance are there, it will create such hindrance. Then you cannot meditate. You cannot be in the state of awareness. And because of that, you think a lot. Sankara activity keep on arising. It conditions heedless thinking. It conditions restlessness of mind, doubt, reaction to sense experience. Then you lack sati. When you lack sati, you cannot stabilize your mind. You cannot develop samadhi. Then you cannot meditate. That's the reason why most people have problems. That's why if you have such problem, what normally is being taught is they come up with methods and technique for you to train your mind, to anchor your mind. But people don't understand this. So they use it to do whatever they think is meditation. So the focusing, the concentration are more often thought-based type of meditation. The noting, who knows what knows, they never inquire. And what are methods and techniques? Methods and techniques does not define the meditation. It's just a skillful means, a series of instructions to do certain things. The purpose is to anchor the mind so that it does not wander off, because they don't have the spiritual faculty. So that is the reason why they come out with all these methods and techniques, or skillful means to anchor the mind. The main purpose is to develop mindfulness or awareness. That's why the Buddha suggested anapanasati, because it's a very neutral object of meditation, suitable for most people. So anapana means in and out breath. Sati is mindfulness. So anapanasati is the mindfulness of the in and out breath. So the purpose of that In and out breath is for you to anchor your mind to develop mindfulness. You are not supposed to focus and concentrate on the nostril there. If you do that, then it is not anapanasati. So all these are skillful means to train your mind so that your mind is just aware without thought. When it's just aware, it's already mindful and without thought. That's why mindfulness has to be developed until it's very stable. The other way to do it, which is the correct way, is to develop the stability of the spiritual faculty to counter the mental hindrance. When the spiritual faculties are there, the mental hindrance cannot arise. And because of that, you are naturally in the meditative state. Because sati leading to samadhi, you will be there. Then saddha, virya are spiritual faculties that can support your meditation. Then with sati and samadhi, wisdom can come to be. So all these five spiritual faculties counter the five mental hindrance. And when you have them developed, your meditation becomes automatic, very natural. That's how you can straight away go into the meditative state. You just silence your mind, maintain awareness, relax. Then you are in sati. You are already aware without thought. That's how the awareness-based meditation develops. No need to think. No need to know. No need to focus or concentrate or do anything. Just allow the mind to be in a relaxed state of awareness and let it settle down. Then maintain awareness for as long as you can until it becomes very stable. So this is what you have to do. Okay?